What do I do if I have no idea what I want to do with my life? When I'm in the middle of my career and realize my work doesn't have meaning or purpose to me anymore? How do we tell our friends and family that we want to completely change our career? Where should we start in making such a big life change? And how can I know what to change careers to? This podcast was created to answer these very questions. My name is Travis Robinson, and you're listening to The Everyday Worker. What's up, guys, and welcome back. I am really excited to get to this last step of the workbook, step three. So if you've listened to, I think it was episode 81 and 78, go back and listen to those first, or if you don't need help with those steps and you're working on the workbook, whatever. But those go through step one and two and dive deeper into kind of the background of why those steps are going to be useful in your career change journey. And so in this step, we're going to be talking about connect for success. And this is probably my favorite step out of all the three. Why is that? Because nothing happens until you go do something. So here, I want you to imagine for a second that it's Christmas time, and it is getting pretty close to Christmas time, so pretty easy to imagine. And think about that if you're walking down a cute little street where there's all kinds of shops for you to look for a gift for a friend, and you don't know exactly what you want to give that friend, but you've known her for many years. So you'll know once you see the right gift. As you walk by the first store, you look through the window for a couple minutes, and then you think, there's nothing in here worthwhile. So you move on to the next store. And again, you only look through the window and think, man, this store doesn't have anything either. And on, you keep looking into the window of each shop and don't see anything that you want to buy for your friend. Now, in this story, you might be able to get a decent idea of what the store has by simply looking through the window, but you're missing out on two opportunities. The first one, you're missing out on a lot of other products that you can't see from only looking in the window. And number two, you're missing out on a chance to see something that your friend would love to have. The third step of the three easy steps to know your interest workbook will challenge you to stop window shopping for your career, but to go inside and see what's for sale. So what do I mean by that? So often I see people saying things like, I don't know what to do for a career, or there's just nothing that interests me. But what are they actually doing to see what opportunities are out there? They sit in their house, they take personality tests, and they try to do research online to learn about different jobs. And that's all great, but you will never fully know what you want to do until you get out there and talk to real people. So this last step is pretty straightforward, but I just wanted to kind of go over some misconceptions for anyone that's going through this last step. Because I think that, again, this is probably the most important thing that you can be doing to figure out what you want to do with your life. So the first kind of misconception is that you're not doing this to look for a job. You're doing this to build connections. So don't be talking to people and always thinking like, okay, where can I find the next person that might have a job for me? That's not the purpose of this step. You need to be able to have that patience, that discipline to just talk to people, to just meet people for the sake of meeting new people, because you never know who's going to be that right person for you in your life. You never know who might need your help, and then in return might be able to provide some help to you when you need it most as well. And this kind of like branches off of the idea too that you should always be networking and building relationships, meeting new people, not just when you need help, not just when you need a job. And so, make sure you get into that frame, that mindset, that you're always building relationships with people. And the second thing is to get involved in any communities or groups, not just career or job related stuff. I see people, they get way too closed-minded about what like Facebook communities or LinkedIn groups that they should be a part of. And it limits them to finding people who they're actually going to enjoy being around. The third thing is get involved with things you genuinely enjoy. So when you get involved with things that you just genuinely enjoy, this way you'll be able to meet people who you just genuinely also get along with. I mean, if you enjoy woodworking, but you're not necessarily looking to make a whole profession out of it, go ahead and go meet people who enjoy woodworking. You never know what types of relationships and connections you're going to build with those other people who you just genuinely enjoy to be around. So don't close your mind off to thinking that you need to join groups and communities that are, you know, marketable or that are going to lead to some specific career path, because that's not going to benefit you in any way. You're going to miss out on meeting a lot of new people that are, you know, could become lifelong friends. So again, don't be closed-minded. And in step three, I talk a lot about having informational interviews. So this is something that I've found to be really, really beneficial, is when you do connect with people online, especially right now during COVID, a great way to build new connections and also learn about different opportunities that are out there in the world is by having these informational interviews where you just ask questions about their career, their job that they currently have, and just pick their brain about it. And make sure you're going into these interviews to learn. You aren't going in there to look for a specific job. You're not going in there to see if they'll offer you a job. I mean, you can maybe, you know, if it comes up in conversation, you can tell them that you're looking for a job because, you know, of course you want to be honest and there's no point in not telling them. But don't ask them specifically if they have a job for you, because that's not going to be helpful. Again, this whole process of connecting with people is to purely learn for yourself, to purely learn about what opportunities are out there in the world that are going to excite you and light that fire in you that's going to bring that passion to you. In the workbook, if this is something that's maybe a little uncomfortable for you of having these informational interviews, in the workbook, I provided a bunch of questions that I've asked in my own informational interviews to really better learn and understand people and their industry and the career that they've taken. And I had an informational interview not too long ago, and I was trying to think of some questions to ask this person. And it was just someone I met on LinkedIn. I don't have any, you know, actual connection to them. And when I was trying to think of questions, I was like, oh, I have this workbook that I made a list of like a bunch of different questions that I can use in these exact informational interviews. And so I even pulled up my own workbook and wrote down some of the questions and used them in my interview with that person. And it was really helpful. So make sure that you grab the workbook and you can grab those questions to help you feel a little bit more confident, a little bit more at ease with reaching out to some random person. And I also provided a template that you could grab just to send to someone on LinkedIn when you send them a message or on Facebook. And it basically just says, you know, like, hey, I see that you have a knowledge about such and such industry, and I'm really interested in learning more about this topic or industry. Would you be open to having a short 20 to 30 minute phone call with me so that I can just ask you a few questions about your work? And you'll be surprised at how willing people are to talk with you. So don't feel like you're like interrupting their life or, you know, annoying them in any way, because people are happy to talk about their jobs. And especially if they really feel that they're helping you, they're going to feel good about that. And so make sure you're just, you know, appreciative and thankful for the time that they are giving you. There's lots of great options to getting to know new people online. Especially, you have Facebook groups, you have blogs and forums, websites, Even Reddit, kind of a weird community on there sometimes, but but you can find some good subreddits that you can meet a lot of great people on there as well, and LinkedIn as well. All great places to just meet people and find people that can help you in your career change journey. So I hope that this was helpful for you, because again, I just can't stress it enough how important this step is in just getting out there and meeting new people. This will be a huge game changer for you if you really take this step to heart and do your best to push yourself every day and every week to meet new people. It's going to make all the difference, I promise. So make sure you go to everydayworker.com/workbook and get this workbook emailed to you right now. You can download it for free. You can print it off and work on it with a pen or pencil, or you can just work on it straight on your computer. There's text boxes that you can type your answers directly on it and save as a PDF. However you want to use it is up to you. But just make sure you grab it, because it's going to really help to jumpstart your process of figuring out what you want to do with your life. So I am grateful to be able to share this with you today, and hope that, you know, this has been helpful for you guys. So I will see you in the next episode, and have a good one, everyone. Thanks for listening to another episode of The Everyday Worker. If you want to find more great content just like this to help you in your career change journey, go to everydayworker.com. There you'll find my blog, all my podcasts, and other free resources such as my Career Change Masterclass, where I share what's stopping you from switching to a fulfilling career and how you can overcome those challenges. Again, go to everydayworker.com to learn more.